Ko Taku Hoa Inaine, called Nicholas Poynton. Nicholas, the National Party's taken aim at the Reserve Bank Governor. What's going on there?
Yeah, on the Working Group podcast last week, ACT Party leader David Seymour and National Party, now Finance spokesperson Simon Bridges, says that they would like to see Adrian Orr go. Simon Bridges, he did confirm his views in a piece that appeared on the Politic News website this morning. And in the podcast, Mr. Bridges said he did not want Adrian Orr reappointed when his five-year term expires in March in 2023. This was because he felt like he didn't appeal to the centre-right, and he questioned some of Orr's policy implementation. So he highlighted some key issues for Simon Bridges was that the Reserve Bank's response to the pandemic, he said in his view, had really inflamed house prices. There's rising inflation, and he felt that the RBNZ was focused on things that may not be as important, such as Māori issues and climate change. Now, the position of the Reserve Bank, we should state, the Reserve Bank Governor is independent of the government, and monetary policy decisions are made by the Monetary Policy Committee. And following this story that came out today, we tried to contact members of the business and finance community, such as Business New Zealand and the Bankers Association, to get some comment from them about what they think about Adrian Orr. You know, do they support him in his current position? But they didn't respond. However, the Council of Trade Unions Director of Policy and former economic advisor to the Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, Craig Rennie, he was very complimentary of Adrian Orr's performance as the Governor of the Reserve Bank. He said that the bank had done a really good job and was responsible for things like financial stability, which is really strong at the moment, and he felt that the bank had performed very well in response to the challenges that were brought on by the pandemic. And he said it was difficult to blame the RBNZ for the acceleration in house prices when the country had not been building enough houses for the past 30 years. He also said that this criticism about the RBNZ's willingness to work with Māori and Pacifica communities and give attention to climate change, he says that these are really broad-based implications that the Reserve Bank should be thinking about, and by international standards, what the RBNZ is actually doing is not really all that unusual. He also went on to say that the Reserve Bank Governor is one of the most important politically independent roles in the country. He said it did not help financial markets or financial stability to have individuals suggesting that governors should stay or go. And, you know, this message that was made, these points that were made by Craig Rennie were also echoed in many respects by the head of the KiwiSaver provider, Sam Stubbs. One line I just wanted to quote him on was this one. He said, "If you had said before COVID that the worst outcome for the economy will be that it will be trucking along, we'll have very strong employment, and house prices would have gone up 25 to 40%, any Reserve Bank governor in history would have taken that." He also rounded out his comments by saying that it wasn't unusual for a senior politician to criticise a senior public servant. So look, we will wait to see more on this and see what else we might hear from Simon Bridges on this.
And the Shipping Federation says it would be a bit of a challenge to reintroduce a national shipping line to help out local operators.
Yeah, this follows a new report into the shipping sector which found that there was an uneven playing field for domestic and international providers. There were major problems that the report found that need to be fixed to ensure that we have resilience in our supply chains and we hit our environmental targets. And the report that was commissioned by the Transport Agency found our local players were being shortchanged on a number of fronts. You know, one clear example is that domestic shipping firms pay levies associated with the emissions trading scheme, but these aren't imposed on international players. So look, a clear disadvantage there. It also called for the transition to less harmful fuels to help lower emissions. We spoke to the Shipping Federation about this report, and one of the things that came up in our discussions was the talks about introducing a national shipping line and whether or not that would alleviate some of the challenges we're seeing here. They said, well, no, not really, because look, you could create a new shipping line, you could probably find the ships. The problem you're going to have is that you're not going to be able to find the labour to actually helm them. So, look, that was their view on this latest report. More work is being done on this. This report is the first of three to be released to determine how a $30 million fund will be spent to best support coastal shipping in the country.
And shall we take a quick whip around the markets, Nicholas?
Yeah, the NZX top 50 was down 79 points today, nearly 2/3% to 12,598. The dollar is trading at 67.6 US cents and 96.2 Australian.
Thanks, Nicholas. Ka kite, that's Nicholas Poynton with Business News.